different areas where the epidemic has a unique profile. We looked at two places where I thought you would find the results very interesting. The first was a look at rural Zimbabwe, where the epidemic is generalized across a large part of the population. Let's start and look at the status quo. What will happen if the rate of infection continues as it is today? Now, I want to look at what would happen if we took the existing interventions that work in this type of epidemic, a generalized epidemic, such as male circumcision, ARV treatment, and preventing mother-to-child transmission. And as you can see, you get a dramatic reduction. In this place, you get a 38% reduction by 2031. So now let's look what happens if we get some of these new tools. First, let's look at an ARV-based PrEP and mucobicide. Again, a substantial reduction, so now we're down to a 53% reduction in people infected. Well, now let's add a partially effective vaccine delivered to most of the population. And here we see a very dramatic change. Now, the combination of these things brings us down to a 90% reduction. These figures suggest that we could stop nearly 400,000 infections between now and 2031 just in rural Zimbabwe. That would be fantastic. But the way we fight a generalized epidemic like this one is different from the way we fight one that's concentrated in a particular population. The way you apply tools is different. So let's take a look at a place where the epidemic is more concentrated. An example of this is urban Benin, where the epidemic is concentrated among sex workers and their clients. Again, let's start with the baseline. What would happen if the rate of infection simply goes up with the population? Now let's add, intervening with the existing prevention tools that work with this population, such as condom promotion among sex workers. Scaling up the known interventions would cut new infections by 46%. Now let's look again at adding new tools, PrEP and microbicides, delivered to most sex workers in the area. That would cut annual new transmissions by 64%. And finally, let's add the partially effective vaccine, in this case delivered to only half the population. This would reduce annual new infections by 90%, averting just in this area 66,000 new infections between now and 6031. So this is the kind of outcome that we can achieve. In both countries, whether the epidemic is concentrated or generalized, current and new tools together can cut annual new infections by 90% within 20 years. Other countries might need somewhat different interventions to achieve such dramatic results, but this gives you a sense of what's possible. If we drop the numbers this far in the hardest hit areas, it would change the face of AIDS. New cases would plummet. Every person who is sick could be treated. The control of HIV would stand alongside the eradication of smallpox as one of the great public health victories in history. This is our opportunity. We're at a turning point. We can keep doing things the existing way and keep getting modest results. Or we can change. We can push ourselves to make the most out of every dollar of funding and every ounce of prevention effort. We can identify the most effective ways to save lives and share what we learn as broadly as possible. If we do that, we will have matched our compassion with the growing capacities of science, and we will start to write the story of the end of AIDS. Thank you.